Shalom, אנחנו נקרא מתוך המסמך.
Hello, we will read from the document the approach for the studying of the wisdom of Kabbalah, starting from item 23. You can find the study material on our website and in the Arvut system under the study material tab. You can send the questions here. The approach to the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 23. Rabash writes,
בכדי להרגיש את החיים שבתורה, האדם צריך להכנה דרבה.
Feeling the vitality in the Torah requires great preparation to prepare his body to be able to feel the life in the Torah. This is why our sages said that we must begin in lo lishma. And through the light of Torah, he obtains while still in lo lishma, it will bring him to lishma. Since the light in it reforms him, then he will be able to learn lishma, meaning for the sake of the Torah, which is called Torah or law of life, as he has already attained the life in the Torah. For the light in the Torah will have given such qualification to a person as to be able to feel the life that is in the Torah.
Yes, we must always remember that we are created beings, and the created beings can attain something only out of its opposite, the difference between two things. We cannot be only in one of them, but rather we must always have also the feeling of the other side as the advantage of light out of darkness. And therefore we should be concerned, or we should pay attention to the falls and descents and disappointments, that they should serve for us as a basis, as the correct discernment towards an ascent, towards a rising, and not to be afraid or ashamed about all of these bad states, the states of weakness, but rather to the contrary. As it says, as the advantage of light out of darkness, because the light in it reforms one. When does the light come? When we are able to rise from a descent to an ascent, then the light performs this action. This is why all of our work is not to forget about the fact that we exist between two states, between the bad and the good, between darkness and light. And this is how we should constantly hold ourselves, to realize that only in between two we can exist and determine our state and feel others. Therefore, as much as we rise on two lines. With the evil inclination, with a greater ego, and also with the good inclination, rising above this ego. Therefore, we rise to a greater egoistic desire, and above it, we rise to an altruistic desire, bestow love, which is greater. And in this way, with these two desires, we go from state to state. And this is why we have work in the Torah, that we need to see our ascents. How do we do it? How do we help each other? Because without mutual help, we cannot go through the degrees. And the most important is the first degree. Why is that? Because in it, we learn how much we depend on each other, and we're not capable of doing on our own even one step, any stage in the ladder, unless the friends are doing these things for me and I'm doing it for them. And with one alone, it is impossible for him to carry out this ascent. Well, I see that there are no questions about that. For the time being, it's all clear, and the rest of it will become clear along the way. Next, Niv.
Excerpt 24, Rabash writes, the important thing is to be rewarded with dvikut, with the Creator, which is called a vessel of bestowal, meaning equivalence of form. This is why the remedy of Torah and mitzvot was given, so that through it we would be able to exit self-love and reach love of others.
This means that all that we need to do, which is called Torah and mitzvot, all in all, Torah is the upper light that performs the change in us. It elevates us each time, both to a greater will to receive and also a greater will to bestow upon the will to receive. And in this way, through the upper light, we step on the left and on the left and on the right, on the rungs of the ladder, like that. But we have to understand that each and every ascent, nevertheless, includes two. The revelation of the bad must be there, and then coming out of it, which is already the revelation of the good, and both of them have to be on the same degree. First, we discover the bad, and then above the bed, when we overcome it, then we discover the good. And in this way, each and every time, we attain these forces in creation. The bed force that the Creator created is the left side, and from it we start from the left. And then we continue on the right. Left, right, left, right. This is how we do it. First, there is the revelation of the bad, the revelation of our true nature. That only after we understand who we are, what we are for the time being, when it is revealed in a sufficient manner, then we truly begin to ask, to cry out, to demand to rise above our nature, since we cannot tolerate it. And we can no longer tolerate it, then with our demand, we are rewarded with help from above, called the reforming light.
And
then we get the good inclination. And the good inclination, when it arrives above the bad inclination, when it covers it, then in such a way we begin already to rise on the right side of the degree, and then it's left, right, so that each time the left and the right together are considered one degree on the ladder. And through such a sense, we need to see ourselves each and every time, meaning each and every moment I need to depict myself, to locate myself, to find myself either on the left side or on the right side, but that I am in some course, some direction of ascent, because the left too is an ascent. From the fact that a greater will to receive is revealed, this is nevertheless my ascent on the ladder.
Kiev.
Kiev.
Here, according to the excerpt, it says that adhesion with the Creator can be attained through Torah and Mitzvot. And eventually we come out of self-love and we reach love of others. Is love of friends and adhesion in the Creator, are they the same? Same thing we come to.
Of course, these are stages in the same direction in the ascent. And as much as we disconnect each one from himself, by engaging in connection between us, and the connection between us pressures us, and it compels us, and it brings us out of self-love, then by that we rise above ourselves. And so from that state of rising above our ego, we can already begin actions towards the Creator. And this is what matters. This is how we rise. And therefore, there is no possibility to be aimed towards the Creator if we're not aimed towards a connection between us. And specifically in the connection between us, we can depict our ascent towards the Creator. If we wouldn't have friends, I wouldn't be able to distinguish between any two states, but rather specifically through the connection with the friends, at least with one friend, let's say. There were states in history when Kabbalists were only in pairs, where each one could find for himself only another one. And in that way, in the connection between them, they were able to detect the states towards each other and to rise. But if it would be only one person and the Creator, or one Adam, and the Creator wouldn't break him into pieces, into many human beings, then that person, that man would have no ability to exist and to rise from the degree of the beast to the degree of Adam, similar to the Creator.
No.
Yes.
Kiev one.
You said now that each and every second we need to check if we are where we are, on the left side or the right. How to check it?
It's precisely towards the friends. We have no other indication, but only towards the friends of where we are, up, down, right, left, forward, backward. It doesn't matter. In all of these directions, we can locate ourselves only with respect to others.
Let's say this moment, I'm hearing you, I'm seeing the friends, I can't know where am I, left or right.
You should start to become incorporated between them, between us, so much so that you will disappear between us, you will dissolve between us, and in that way you will find the first point, the initial point of your correction, when you're like a drop of semen inside the womb, when you are inside the group. Later on, you will already start to perform all kinds of actions of connection, gradual ones, deliberate ones, through your efforts towards the friends, and you will see what are you adding to that state when you were disconnected. And in that way, you will learn how can you acquire relations with the friends, new ones, new relations with the friends. And what does that add to you? This is considered that you're beginning to build your soul. And when you would start to build that, you will see how much you will need the Creator, because you're actually doing it for Him. Well, meaning not exactly for Him, but in order for Him to help you in the right construction, to connect these desires that you gather from the friends into one desire. So you will need the Creator in order for Him to connect these desires in one heart. And then you will build from yourself the degree of a man, as one man in one heart. And you will already be incorporated with them. And that way you will discover the process. You'll discover the process that we need to build. And each time you will want to advance, and you will realize that there is no choice. You have to become incorporated with them, and in order to become incorporated with them, you have to subjugate yourself before them and to perform all kinds of actions of subjugation. They don't have to be external, even though if it's external, that also helps and works. But inside, when you constantly start to feel yourself as lower, more lowly, more dependent on them. Opposite that, in between, you'll sometimes feel pride and that your ego is rising, etc., etc., because it is impossible to advance only from one side, only on one leg. It has to be the left and the right, or as in a wheel, when we say that one side seemingly goes back, but the other side goes forward, and this is how we will advance. In that, there are many manners of advancement. And the most important is not to despair, not to leave, and not to follow whatever your mind tells you. The mind alone is simply a beast. But rather, we have to reach a state where the most important thing for me is annulment. This evil inclination that the Creator says, I created an evil inclination, it's in order for us to annul it, to annul the evil that is in the inclination, in the desire. And instead of it, we will invert it into a good desire, a good inclination. And then we will resemble the Creator on that same degree, in the same world, in the same state, in the same reality, above all of life and death and all the definitions that we have now. We have to aim ourselves to eternal life. And this is in bestowal, in love, in coming out of our present state, coming out of our ego. Okay?
Tov. Itafo.
Grazie Rav, buongiorno. Perché è considerata un avanzamento la linea di sinistra quando il Bore ingrandisce?
Why is it the left line considered advancement when the Creator grows my will to receive and doesn't allow me to feel the greatness of the friends, the importance of the path, the importance of the Rav?
Apparently, you're not responding correctly to whatever he has established in you, what he prepared inside of you. Or maybe you did correctly, but you need to advance. So once again, he is elevating your egoistic will to receive, and again, he's showing you how far you are from the friends and from the Creator. Each and every moment in our life, we get help from above. However, the question is, how much we detect these things and work with them correctly. But each and every moment, we get an awakening. It doesn't depend on the Creator. It depends on us, whether we are capable of advancing forward and we awaken the next state. Then it comes immediately. Our problem is that we, in every step along the way, we stop and we want to rest and to sleep and to invest ourselves. We're willing to give up on everything so long as we can be at rest. That is our problem. And also the inclination stands here and it starts to explain to us that we are okay, we are right, we are advancing already, we don't need to add anymore, and so on. Baal Sulam writes about this also in his letters, that we nevertheless must not believe what we feel of ourselves, because what we feel of ourselves for certain comes to us from our beast.
Barur.
This is clear. Baltia 4.
Спасибо, Рав. А вот можно подавить как бы левую ту сторону, если чувствуешь как бы в десятке
времени ничего не we subjugate the left line, repress it if you feel that nothing is happening in the ten.
We need to always try to be in one of two states, either on the left or on the right, because there is no middle. The middle is built out of these two states. It's either left or right, just like you walk. You stand on one leg only for a moment until you change that state. But actually, it's either the left leg, or the right leg. And then out of lack of choice, you must be in one of them. This is how we also need to be in a work, to constantly try to somehow depict to ourselves or locate or discover to ourselves what is the state that I'm in. But each and every state has to be as exiting the previous state and entering the next state.
Так можно сказать, что иногда бывает это слабые ощущения левой или правой стороны, а как бы.
So it turns out that oftentimes the feeling of left or right can feel like new feelings.
This depends on the person, how much he's connected to the society and how much he's going forward with the friends. We nevertheless need to somehow cause movement, general, collective movement. I need to always think about the group, the way that it advances, and I am along with them. And specifically advancing with them in that I support them. Only in such a way it is possible to advance towards the general kli, the tense filot, the parsuf of the soul. Otherwise, each one of us is only a part of the soul, and therefore he cannot feel what is happening in the entire system of the soul. That's how we advance. And therefore, of course, the more we will advance, we will feel in each and every state that we are advancing forward, but along with that, that we nevertheless are still behind, lagging behind. Each and every state includes two. It depends on how we approach it, how we detect it, how we work with it.
Turki 2.
Good morning, dear Rav, and friends. A question from our friend. How do we know that we have risen above the ego? At the end of the day, I see I am fighting for myself. How can I use my ego for love?
Without the ego, we would not reach love. Specifically, when I detect my ego, how much I love myself, then I can rise above it. And compare my relation to myself and to the friend. And here I can already measure how much the friend is important to me, how close he is to me. And this is how we need to advance. That's necessary for us to even in our own life, this is how we can see ourselves, how close we are to the family, to the children. It is also according to how much we're able to make concessions on ourselves or consider ourselves for their sake. But this is actually, all in all, exiting our will to receive. And this is why we're built in such a way that we all have to be in families, with children, with parents. And we need to... We have to be... In advancement, specifically out of criticism, monitoring, checking how we are in relation to each other, because we have no measurements towards the Creator. So only out of that, we can understand where we are with respect to Him. All of the relations between us that are built in this way, in our life, a person with his family, a person with his friends, we can reach from that what is a person with the Creator. Otherwise, we have no possibility to build any kind of relations or measurements or actions between us and the Creator. This is why it says, from the love of people to the love of the Creator.
Baltia.
Раф, мы слышим, что есть левая линия, правая.
We hear there's a right line, there's a left line. Then there's a vessel, surrounding light, returning, a reflected light. But before all that, you said we first have to build an intention. If we lack the intention,
чтобы что-то различить, правое, левое,
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about. We exist in our will to receive, and we want to locate the will to bestow, what state it is in, and how do I advance from my state to a higher state, a spiritual state.
Yes, but do you first need the intention?
Well, this is called the intention, that I want to rise from my will to receive my present one to a will to receive, which will be more in order to bestow, with greater bestowal.
Но в той же мере я не различаю там левое, правое, кто я, как бы распределять вот это.
In the same way, I don't distinguish between left and right. Who am I to?
Well, you have the friends, you have the group, and you can check it there. You can locate it, arrange it, and in that way to advance. This is why a person does not exist alone, but rather the Creator shattered men, Adam, to many people, so that they will be able to discover themselves in relation to the society and to build the right relations through the society.
Another question. Talking about how in the group, in the tens, we have the attitude of 23.5 hours to be on the right side and one half hour to be on the left. And now in the individual work of a person, what should happen there? How to appreciate my state individually? How to evaluate them?
А как он может оценивать, если он не раскрыт, не в индивидуальном виде? Он ничего не знает, он ничего не понимает.
How is it possible to evaluate? It's not on the individual aspect. One doesn't see anything. One cannot see one's state clearly.
That's the question. So a person doesn't even have an opportunity to see it, only in the group.
That's right, that's right. Now you understood that we can only detect or locate ourselves or orient ourselves only with respect to the group, not each one with respect to himself. When I'm inside of myself and I have no friends and no changes of states in between me and them, for the worst, for the better, in all kinds of different directions, then I cannot say anything about myself. I must be in an environment. I need to be in a group. And only with respect to them do I build and position myself.
You said before that we need to be either on the right or on the left. This attitude exists where you have to be more on the right than on the left. Is it correct to look at it this way or nevertheless?
We have to be constantly more in the quality of bestowal. That is called right. And only half an hour a day can I be in criticism, which is called the left.
And
that is also not for us. Forget about these conditions that Bala Sulam writes about. This is not for us yet. We now need to be concerned about how do we connect without any differences between us, without any conditions, but rather to constantly be connected in mutual bestowal. Once we locate that state, then with respect to it, we will start to measure all the negative states on the left line.
German 4.
What is the remedy of the Torah? What is the life of the Torah?
Mahi ha trufa shel ha Torah ve mahu ha or shel ha Torah o mahim ha chayim sheba Torah.
Trufa shebe Torah.
The remedy or the virtue in the Torah is the light, which comes to us while we engage in bestowal, in coming closer to the friends, to the group, and to the Creator. Then by that we draw from above the reforming light, which is a light of bestowal. And that is the remedy.
Turkey 5.
Dear Rav, thank you. Question from my friend. How do we escape the judgment of the friend and bad thoughts towards them?
Through mutual support, through mutual arvut, when we realize, well, that's one thing. Second is that we understand that all of these negative things come from the Creator. That's a second thing. So we have two. So the Creator awakens in us the evil inclination in order for us to turn to Him and correct the evil inclination through the good inclination that we will demand and get from Him. And this is how we will advance. So everything seemingly is before us. We just need to locate the direction and constantly walk in that same direction. And the steps will always be negative, positive, negative, positive, minus, plus, left side, right side. There will be distancing between us and then nearing between us. And this is how we will advance. Left, right. And we shouldn't be afraid, but rather we should know that otherwise we cannot walk. We cannot get closer to the purpose of life. Hadera 1.
I
have this question. We read that in the Torah there is a reforming light. There are other texts, Kabbalistic texts, that contain light. And the texts of these Kabbalists where there is less light or no light. What is the remedy in the text that which includes light, and other texts don't have that.
Well, there are those that are closer to us and those that are farther away from us. And it also depends on the period of time when the Kabbalists are living. Some texts may be more philosophical. There were some periods of time when the texts were more related to history, to all kinds of such things. It depends on the external expression of the message. That nowadays we need a greater force, and the influence of the light on our desire has to be more intensive and direct. And therefore, we are engaging in texts that are closer to the truth, that are more revealed. Because this is our time. The evil inclination becomes more revealed, and we, against it, have to position the bad force and the good force so that they will work on our desire, on our inclination, and give it validity, strength against the Creator, and then strength for the Creator. And in between the two of them, we will advance on the middle line until we detect it.
So it's more about the topic than how the text is built?
But it certainly depends on the expression. The texts of Kabbalists, well, sometimes we can't quite study them. It's according to Rambam or even the Torah. We're not able to truly extract the method of our correction straight from the Gemara or the Talmud, the Babylonian or Jerusalem Talmud, or other excerpts. And these are very important manuscripts, very strong ones. However, for our time, it's not quite suitable. The moment that Kabbalists express themselves in the style of the Ari's Etz Chaim, the Tree of Life, and Baal HaSulam later on wrote the study of the Ten Sefirot as interpretation for it, for the Tree of Life. So we have no vessel or no means which is more important than that. And especially as he writes that we use all of the in all of our all the spiritual work of Baal Shem Tov and the spiritual style of the Ari. This is actually what we have today.
No,
well, PT 31.
When it's revealed, it's accompanied by a feeling of helplessness and lack of success. How to come up with the right attitude towards the revelation of the evil, so together with the unpleasant sensations, we'll feel there's an opportunity here?
We need to be ready, so that the revelation of evil is an opportunity for ascent. And not in any other way. That nothing is revealed except out of the broken state. So that we will feel it, so that we will know what is it that we have to correct, and what is it that we have to run away from, and against it, where do we need to reach. And so I don't think that the revelation of evil is truly the revelation of evil. It's the revelation of the means by which to reach the Creator. Otherwise, we would never be directed towards Him, because our will to receive, our nature, is entirely egoistic. So how would we locate anything which is not against our nature? There is no such thing. The moment that the Creator created the evil, so we need to be grateful for it. that we have a certain discernment with which to reach Him, the Creator. This is called help against Him. And this is how we advance. And if we would only be incorporated in the Creator, in what is good, then we would be like cells. We would be alive, but without any development. Let's say like a cell inside the womb, with no development.
He said to be prepared in the beginning. He said we have to be prepared for the evil that's revealed. The question is, if we will be prepared, we'll feel there's an opportunity here?
Yes, if we build for ourselves the right environment, then immediately according to this environment, we will start to get from above the means for assembling the right life, the assembling the group and putting together our advancement in order to build the system of the soul. Internet.
From Kabyu 9, you said that our entire work is not to forget that we are between the two states, the good and bad, the darkness and light. So how we come to a complete awareness for our work in the ten.
Our goal is to feel all of the friends that they truly become incorporated in my desire. This is called to be as one man with one heart. And in this desire that we discover the Creator, because we have built the vessel for His revelation. This is our goal, and this is the state that we should advance to. That's called the good. Now, if I don't yet feel that I'm in this good, then I have to perform actions in order to reach it. That's all.
Francisco, Latin 12. It's easy to identify the bad, the evil, but can you explain what Kabbalists mean when they relate to the good in order to rise above it?
Well, the opposite of the bad is the good. The good is when we build between us such relations as it seems to us that these are the relations between the Creator to us, and these are the relations that need to be between us and the Creator. This is called from the love of people to the love of the Creator. From the love of people to the love of the Creator. That's it. This is the practical work that we need to do, and not to run in all directions. But rather, to the contrary, each one should give an example, a clear revealed example to the others during all the hours of the day, as much as possible in any opportunity that we have to awaken each and every friend in our entire world clique. So that they will know that we are engaging in connection between us up to the degrees of love. And then we expect that in that the Creator will be revealed. Well, we expect for sure it will happen. But on the condition that we will reach a vessel in which the Creator can be revealed.
From Focus Group, you said that the way a person measures his attitude toward the friends, and from them we can measure his attitude to the Creator, the same is with the family. What correct measurements one should have with the family in order to measure his attitude towards the Creator?
We nevertheless need to arrange such relations in our families that there too there will be some kind of advancement toward the Creator in the relations between a husband and a wife, or the husband and the children. In that too a person can measure how much he's relating correctly to his household. Because, look, the whole of the Torah begins with Adam and Eve and other such other such forms, such images. So we need to try to also in the families to be in such a form that we are building the correct connection. We're building the correct connection. There is a reason why it says a man and his and a woman, divinity, Shekhinah is between them and other such things. So we need to try to be nicely connected also to our household, your family.
Follow up, they ask what exactly the relationship should be built in the family between a husband and a wife and a parent and kids.
Give them as much as you can and leave for yourself all your engagements with the Creator.
Baltia.
Thank you for now.
Baltia.
Да, спасибо, Раф. Вопрос от товарища.
Question from the friend.
По материалу в подъеме и в падении.
Are there any recommendations for material you can read during an ascent and what you read during a descent?
Yeah, there's a lot written about it in the articles of Baal HaSulam, and we have no other possibility to have a more effective ascent, a quicker ascent on the ladder all the way to the end of correction, except through us attaching ourselves, each one of us, to the friends, more and more and more.
Niv.
Let's go to the next part of the lesson.
No, let's do 24 also.
24 you read. Read again.
Oh, you read it?
No,
24.
We read 24.
Okay, so let's move on to the